Early in the disease, in the entity, when you start having numbness in your hands, most physicians will recommend bracing at nighttime. It'll keep your wrists in a straighter position. They may ask you to avoid positions of extreme extension or flexion of your wrist during the daytime at work or in the hobbies or sports that you do, and most commonly this is done with a brace. They can ask you to maybe avoid certain activities that may involve a lot of prolonged gripping. It's a springtime, you're involved in house care, gardening, you're doing a lot of that, your symptoms are getting worse, they may advise you it's okay, just hold off from that a bit, it may settle down. They may put you on some anti-inflammatories to settle some of your symptoms, and some doctors will actually inject cortisone into your carpal canal that may help you temporarily. The problem is, by and large, this is a progressive problem. So you may have mild symptoms for one day and worse another, and month to month it may change, but the natural course of this is over years it will usually get worse. That doesn't mean you need an operation for this or you need to run to your doctor, but just understanding the natural course is for it to get worse. Most of our allied health people will help you manage the symptoms and perhaps delay the need for surgery. But ultimately, if you end up having symptoms on a daily basis, you probably want to see your doctor to seek attention from a surgeon who deals with carpal tunnel syndrome.